your father's house. The Achshav, but now, She'enam Beis Abba, Nemonim, right now they're not Nemonim, they're not trustworthy in my Mishpacha, is Helech Esther Megillah, take this Megillah right now, but here's a book, and watch out, be careful with it. So the Gemara says, "Ukshebosi v'ratisi hadvorim l'fnei Rabbi Kiva." When I told over this Maisa in front of Rabbi Kiva, "Zoguein of demois," he says, his eye started to tear with a lot of tears. The Yomer, and he said, "Meyato ein onu tzurichin l'haskiru meganai." Now we don't have to mention anymore the base of tinus meganai. In other words, when they hid the pitamak terrorists, they didn't mean it for their own covet. They didn't mean it bad. They meant it good. That they wanted to keep what they were tsunuya, they wanted to keep it between themselves to make sure it doesn't give over to somebody that's not Hogan. But now that they saw that their own mishpacha is not Hogan, the Taka gave it over. So the reason why they didn't give it over until now was for good purpose. So therefore we don't have to be masked on the Gnai for the bid, but rather we could say good things about them. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, if you doubt on the base. That's where Eliezer ala proiches. Eliezer, he was the moon, he took care of the proiches to know how to make the proiches. Shayimamuna al urge proiches. He took care, he was appointed over the people that used to weave together to make the curtains for the proiches. Pinchas amalvish. Pinchas, he was the moon, the one that took care to dress all the kanem, the kain godu, the kain hedjit. He used to be malbish, used to make the kind of gedolim look nice, make sure the begodim fit them nice. So Mora says, Maisa b'koyin echad. She hilbish li istartuyas echad. As one koyin made an istartuyas dress up very nicely. Istartuyas to bring down that sar mishori achayolas. One of the generals of the army, so this koyin dressed them up very nicely. V'nosan loy shmoinis uvim. And this general paid him back 8 zuvim just for the fact that it made him look nice. So some say this goes on Pinchas. In other words, he knew how to make people look nice. That was his mamuna. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. V'yis the Amrin, some say, train asrei yoyiv lein. He gave him 12 zuvim. He didn't give him clothing. He just showed him how to wear his clothing the right way. He dressed him up nicely. So with this chokhmah, he paid him 8 or 12 zuvim. Sounds like almost the chokhmah of Pinchas. He knew how to dress up the kind of nicely that their clothing would fit them nicely. Mishnah. Ein poichsin mishiva amakolin. They didn't have less than 7 amakolin in the Beis HaMikdash. Amakolin, we'll soon see, some have the use of the other way. Ushloishi gizborin. And they didn't have less than 3 gizborin. Now a gizbor, the Kerbnator says, heim shem, momen hegdish tachas yodim. They took care of the money for hegdish. Vein poidin erchin v'charomim v'chol melechas ha-hegdish nasa yodim. Anything to do with money, to be poidah, to erchin v'charomim, they took care of the money for hegdish. That was the gizborim. Armaklin, he says, that's l'malim in a gizborim. Those are people that are on top of the gizborim. V'unatrikin omar akulam. That they have the last say. They're omar akulam. That's this armakolin. So there were 7 armakolin in the Beis HaMikdash and 3 gizborim. That you can't appoint people like to take care of Iskei Momon, to take care of the money man is less than 2 people. Because it's not Kovar HaTzibur. You have to have at least 2 people like the Gemara Wadashim Ben Yipku Es HaZohov. Yechutz miben Achiyohu Shalchili Hamayin V'yeloza Shalafroiches. These 2 people, the Achiyohu that took care of the sick Kahanim and Eleza took care of the Proiches, they were by themselves. Shoysen kiblu roiv hatzibur alehim. Since rov of the tzibur accepted them, that's a big mila. If the rov of the tzibur accepts you, then even by one, by single, you could also take care. Even though it was a matter of money here also. So Mer says, ein persin migimul gizborim. We have to have at least 3 gizborim in the Mikdash. Omi zayin amakolin, and 7 people above them amakolin. Tony, we learned in the price, Tani umishnei taklikin. And you have to have also 2 taklikin. Well, these are people even higher than the amaklin, like the Kerbnator says. V'ushurara lamalam in amaklin. That's a higher degree than the amaklin. Now, how do we know these things? From the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. The Pasuk says, V'yechiel, V'azyohu, V'nachas, Gizborn. pasuk doesn't say gizborim, we're darshening. These first three people, they were the gizborim. The yasokel, the yirinois, the yoz, the zoved, the eliel, the smachiel, umachas, ubnayohu, amakulin. These seven people, they were the makulin. They were the above the gizborim. And tekidim means who are the last, the Katlikin, those were the higher degree, that's called the Pekitim here. Who were them? There was Miyad Kananyohu Vishimiyochiv, Keklikin. Keklikin. These two people, they were the Keklikin. They were the higher ones above the Amaklin. The Pasuk says, Bemisko Yechizkiyohu Hamelech, Beazayohu Nogid, Beisalakim, means Hamelech Ukoin Godel. The Melech and the Koin Godel, they were above them. And we'll soon see the Seder how it goes. Really, the king is above the Koin Godel also. Now, Kishuchaisim, when you used to give out a chsimu, when you used to either get the money together and have to have a chsimu, have a signing on it, is Hagizbor Chaisim. The first one to sign would be the Gizbor. V'noista liyamarkol. He would give it to the higher one in charge, the Amarkol. And Amarkol Chaisim. Then the Amarkol put his signature on it. V'noista liyataklikun. He would give it over to the higher man in charge, the Taklikun. Katlikun Chaisim. Then Taklikun would put his chsimu on this thing, whatever it is. Either some learns of soror, you want a pack full of money, you want to like set aside, or any type of a chesomis, that you want to put something away with their chesomis, with their signatures on it. Then the nois to the kohen gadol. The katlikun will give it over to the higher one, the kohen gadol. Kohen gadol chesim, the kohen gadol put his signature on this thing. The nois to the melech, and he would put it up to the highest degree, that's the king. Okay, now, he was the highest, let's just say them. Tishu matir. At the end of the time when they wanted to use it, they used to sign something and put it away to show it was done. Bekdusha, it was done right. Now they wanted to untie it, open it up and use it. Now, umatir, kshumatir, hamelech roya chesami umatir. First they showed it to the king, he had to check it out to say, yes, that's my signature, okay, we can open it up now. Kohen Gadol roya chesami umatir. Then they showed it to the Kohen Gadol and he said, yes, up until now this was my Kohen Gadol, it's all, this is my signature, it's good, you could use it. Again, Katlikun, Raya, Chaisamai, they used to show it to the Katlikun, the next in charge, to make sure he recognized his signature, nothing went wrong in between. Omatir, he also gave the okay. It's okay, my signature's still here. Amarkul, Raya, Chaisamai, Omatir. Then the Amarkul saw his signature, everything was okay. He said, it's okay. Gizbar, Raya, Chaisamai, Omatir. That's where they dealt with, that's the degrees in charge, and each one signed it, each one checked out his signature to make sure it's still there. You can't appoint somebody to take care of money for the rabbim unless you have two people together. Rav Nachman Mishayim Rabbi Mona. How do we know this? Al Shem from the Posik, V'heim Yikhu Es Azov Yes Atcheles Ves Yagomain. And it says Yikhu Mashlosh and Rabbim too. So you have to have at least two people there together when they want to go collect the Zov, collect things for the Tzibur, you need two people together. He says, Miyat Rabim Shnayim. Says, Lashon Yitzchu, Lashon Rabim, at least is two. Omer Rabbi Choma, Bei Rabbi Chanina, Mitzoyla Shaluchois Heshir Moshe. Moshe became rich from the Psoilas of the first Luchas. Hadu the Sivka, the Pasuk says, Psoilo Cho Shnei Luchas Avonim, means Psoilo Cho, Widashim, Psoilo Cho means the Psoilas of the first Luchas belong to you, Moshe. Widashim Shetaya Psoilo Shalucho. That the Psoilus, like the Oisius, were Parachas Yosius, on the first Luchais, went up to Shemayim. But the Psoilus, the tablet itself, Moshe kept and became rich from that. And he says, the Luchais, so Shantirian heavy, was a very good type of a stone. So it's very expensive, that's how Moshe became rich. Rabbi Chonin says, no. Mechatzir Shalavonim Toivus Omagolios, Borulay HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitoich HaHoloi. Omimenu Heshir Moshe. Moshe became rich, because Hashem made a nest, that in the middle of Moshe's tent was Mechatzim Shalavonim. That was the place like where they were able to dig out very precious stones. Came out from the tent of Moshe. Mechatzim means Mokim Shechotz Memenu. That's the place where you could dig out very valuable stones. So this happened that in Moshe's tent, they were able to pick out or dig out very expensive stones. And from that, Moshe became rich. See, the Pasuk says, V'hebitu Achrei Moshe, and the Klal Yisrael looked after Moshe, Ad Boya Hoylo. They kept on staring at Moshe until Moshe went back into his tent. Is Trey Amaroyin? It's Machlokes Amaroyin. What's Pshat this Pasuk? Chad Amar, one man the other says, Lignai. Klai Yisrael was looking bad with a genai, bad look at Moshe. The chad amal shvach. One says no for shvach to be like praising Moshe. Mandi amal genai. The mandi amal dash is this posik that the Klai Yisrael was looking at bad at Moshe. They said like this. Hamoin shakin. They looked at his feet like his thighs. Hamoin karyin. Looked at his feet. Hamoin kufid. Ochel mind yudoi. Vishosim mind yudoi. But they saw like how big Moshe was, and they said, all he's eating from is from our money, and he's drinking from our money. He's called Midlayu Mindyudoi. Everything Moshe takes is only from us. Like it looks like Gennady spoke dead about Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, Chamoy Shakim means, Rohu Hashukim, Rohu Hakroyim, Rohu Besoroi, V'chozdeh Mimashu Reichu V'sheisim in Yehudim, V'chorechushim in Yehudim. They spoke dead about Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything he's taken is only from us. The one that says no, this pasuk means the shvach. They said mechamei tzadikei. Let's look at the tzadik here. Or mezakei tubia, and we'll get a lot from it. Tischus lemech meyaseh, because it's a big schus to see a tzadik. They always says ashrei azoich liris at the tzadik. Like it's a good thing to see a tzadik. So they said good things about Moshe. Right, Moshe says dalid choisomois hayibamigdish. There were like four different cards. That the Mamuna, the one that took care of receiving the money. In other words, when the people came into the Beis HaMikdash and they wanted to buy a korban and they wanted to buy the Nesachim, they wanted to buy the oil and the Yayin, so they used to pay one Mamuna, and he would give them a chesim. He would give them a receipt, like, and then he would take the receipt to somebody else, we'll soon see in the Mishnah, to receive the actual wine or the Yayin. So there were four different receipts given out. V'chosav alayim, and each seat one said like this: Egel, Zohar, Kedi, Choyta. These were the four different receipts that were given out. Now, an Egel, that was a simin for the Nichsei Boker. Somebody bought like an ox, and he had to bring the Nesachim, which was Shloisha Esroinim Serlis. He used to bring three Esroinim of flour, and Chatzei Ahin Shemin, and Chatzei Ahin Yayin. That was his Nesachim used to bring if he brought a Boker for Behema, for a carbon. That's called Egel. Then Zohar, that's a similar Nichsei Ayel, Shehem Shnei Esreinim Selis, which is two Esreinim of flour, and Shlisha Sahin, Shemin or Shlisha Sahin Yain, only a third of the hin wine, and a third of the hin oil. Now this was for an Ayel. An Ayel is a ram, like that's an older lamb. A lamb 2 years old is called an Ayel. Gedi, the next pass was called the Gedi. That's the simin for the Nichsei Keves V'yeis. All different types of goats had this. And there was in the Keves, that's the younger lamb. And there was in the Kifsa, who had been a female lamb. And that was Isaron Selis, one Isaron of flour. And there was a Revi'ah Sahin of Shemin, and a Revi'ah Sahin of Yain. Only a quarter of a hin of wine and oil. That was the Nesachim, if you brought these type of Kabonis. Then Choyta. The fourth one was a Choyta. That was for a simin of a Mitzera Asher. That after he gets healed up, he has to bring three korbanos he brings. So that was called the choyta. Ben Azay says chamish hoye. No, there were five pieces there, five chasamis, not only four. For Yaromas kosav aleihem, and it wasn't written in Lashon HaKodesh, it was rather written in Aramic, because that was the Lashon they used to speak then. So one was Egel, like we had before. Then Dochar. In other words, instead of saying the word Zohar, it was Dochar, that's in Aramic. Kedi. Now, the last two was Choyte Dal v'Choyte Rosher. A special one if you're a Mitzvah, a poor person, you bring one type of a korban. And there's another korban for Choyte Osher, a Mitzvah, that was an Osher, he brings three korbanos. Now, the Mishnah explains. Egel is Mishamish im Nichsei Boker. When you have the pass of an Egel, that means you want to bring a korban, a Boker. Those are bigger animals. Gedolim u'Katanim. Whether it's a small calf or whether a big animal, a big ox or a cow. Zechorim u'Nekevis. Whether it's Chorim and Akevis, they have all the same type of Nesachim. So that was the pass to get these types of Nesachim, like we had before. It's three Esreinim Selis, and a Chatziyahin of Shemin and of Yain. Now, Gedi Mishamish, in Nischei Tzayin, Gedeilu Mukatanim, Zechorim and Akevis, Chutz Mishal Elim. The Gedi, that applied to young lamb, a male lamb, or else a female lamb, whether it's young or old, or else all type of goats. They all had the same type of nesachim, which was one isar and selis, and a quarter of a hin for shemen and for yayin. Yechutz Mishel Elim, only rams, that's an older male lamb, that had its own halacha. That Zohar, the next one was Zohar, that was Mishamish Im Nisre Elim Avad. That only applies if you brought an ayil. An ayil is a ram, a male lamb, which is over 13 months old. That had its own Nisachim, which was two Esroinim Selis, and a third of a hin of Yain and of Shemin. And then the Mishnah says, Choyte was Mishamish Im Nisre Shalish Behemos Shel Mitzaroyim. The mitzvah, a rich mitzvah, had to bring three kabbonis when it became tohor. Now the mitzvah usher, he needed for his three kabbonis, he needed ten. He needed ten lugim shemen. Why? Nine of them he needed for the three kvasim. The echad he needed lamaten tenuch ubahinis. One he needed to put on this tenuch on the end of his ears and tenuch oizen ubahinis. The korol echayta. Why was it called a chayta for mitzvah? Mishum the al sheva averus negoyim boyin. Because the reason why he became a mitzvah, because he did one of these averus. That for seven different averus, that's why he became a mitzvah. So the kitzah chayta means a mitzvah osher. When he brings his three animals, he has to bring. We're saying now ten. He has to bring ten lugin shemen. So he had a special type of nesachim. That's why we had a special pass for a mitzvah. That's called a chayta. And Benazir, he says no. You have to have two different passes. One for a chayta dal. And one for a chayter osher. The Mishnah says, right, Mishu mevakish nesachim. Somebody came into the Beis Hamikdash and he wanted to buy nesachim there. Is hoylech loy eitzel Yochanan. He used to first go to Yochanan. Shu memuna ala chesomis. He was appointed to take care to give out these passes. Now, noisim loy moyis umekabim memenu chesim. They would give Yochanan money and then he would give him the chesim. Then after they received this pass, boloy eitzel achyo. Shumemuna al hanesachim. They went to the second memuna achyo, v'noisim lechaisim. They would give him the pes, or mekabel memenu nesachim. And achy would give them the actual yayin shemen. He would give it to them. Give now achyo yechaisim your pes you have, or mekabel memenu nesachim, and you would receive the nesachim what you deserve. L'erev every single evening, boyin zei to zei. Heis Yochanan and achyo got together. The achyo moitias echasamus. Achyo would take out the chesamos, the passes that he got, or mekabo connect the moyes to make sure it stim. He got back the money, connected the passes. That'll make sure everything went all right. That all the flour that was given out, you have to make sure they are paid for it. In pichsuch loy v'yishalim yechim beisay. Let's say he came out, they don't have enough money, or somehow he made a mistake, Yechinan. He didn't receive enough money from the people, so then Yechinan himself had to pay money to the Hegdish. He had to give money, his own money. V'yibhoisiru. What about they had too much money? If somebody paid too much money, it's a Asir Hegdish. We don't say maybe Yochanan paid for it, but we say rather the money is for sure belongs to Hegdish, and the extra money goes to Hegdish. Shayad Hegdish al Yoina. Hegdish always gains on the deal. What about Mi Shavat Chesomai? Somebody went to the Beis Hamikdash, and he bought the pass from Yochanan, he gave Yochanan the money, and then before he went to Achyu to receive receive the flour, he lost the pass. And he comes to complaining now, saying, I lost my pass. So we tell him, Mamtin lo yad erev, wait till tonight. And tonight when we take inventory, we see exactly there's all the money shtim with the flour we sold. And we see we have some extra money. So then we know it's your money, Taka. It's Taka true that you gave money for it. So then we'll give you tomorrow the nesachim you need for your carbon. Let's say that night everything shtim perfectly. That's the exact amount of flour they gave out. They got enough money. And there's no extra money. Is loy how you nice and loy? We didn't give this person the nesachim. We said, Mustama, something happened. You're a liar or something happened. But we're not going to give it to you because everything shtim without your chaisim. V'shem hayoyim kosev alayim. And on the past, they used to put the date on it. Mevnei haramoyim. The people shouldn't come to Jip Hegdish. Like they'll find somebody else's past and they'll use it. He says him for shem hayoyim kosev ala chaisim yoyim pleni b'shabbos. The day of the week it was. Maybe one person, like a rabbah, would find somebody else's pass and go to use it. He'll use it the wrong day. So mainly we wanted to make sure to know what day it is, so therefore we put the date on it. So you can't use it tomorrow, the next day, it's too late. If you only use it that day, and mistami, you don't lose it and find it the same day. Yeah. Right, Zot Gemara. Ukebenazai fet Gemara, choyte. What do you have to have? Like a mitzvah has to have two different kabonis, two different passes for a dal and an osher. So the kasha he learns here is klayma. Madu et sora chaisim yuchid. Halo yochel akabel ha'yisorin on nechaste b'chaisim shal gedi. Hezanoni has exact same korban like a gedi. So why do you have to have a special kabbalah, a special chaisim? For a chayta adal, let him just give him the same one that a gedi has. And the gemara ha'yi may be lugi imoi. Because it's not gemina. Mitzaris adal, he has to have an extra lug shemen. Because he has to have lebohenis. There's a special mitzvah by the mitzvah of dal. They have to put it on the bohenis yad, the bohenis regal. So for that, he has to have an extra lug. So therefore, since he has to have more than a lug of a gedi, we made a special pass for a mitzvah dal to know this is how much shemen you have to buy. Over the kashri is gram to rabbonim. What do you do according to rabbonim? They say there's no special pass for a dal for a poor mitzvah. What do we do with him? Maybe gedi. We only give him the same pass as a gedi. He's missing an extra lug. The pshat is he has to know to bring a lug from Ibeisai. He brings it from his own house. That was the meaning. But says the poor Mitzurim used to bring an extra lug with them. So the actual lugim that they need is the actual shemen, is the same type of a shemen you do for a gedi. So therefore a poor Mitzurah received the pass for a gedi. We didn't have to make a special pass for a Mitzurah dal. The Mora Nischei Rochel Mai. The Mishnah doesn't talk about a Rochel. How much do we give? How much Tesachim do we need for a Rochel? Now, Rochel, that's a 2-year-old sheep, a Rochel. It's a female. A female really lamb. A 2-year-old female ram is called a Rochel. So what do we do with a Rochel? Is my what's the Rochel? This meaning we learned. Gedi mishamish nichse tzoyin. When you buy a Gedi, you have the same halachas from the Sochem at tzoyin gedolim uketanim. Schorim unikavis. You see, all tzoyin, all type of lambs have the same halacha. Whether it's a zocher and a keva, whether it's old or young, has the same halacha. So maybe a rochel has the same halacha as a kisva. Or a gedi, there's a gedi went to all type of lambs. And all type of lambs have the exact same type of nesachim. Whether it's old or young, male or female, has the same halachas. So maybe a rochel has the same halacha like the gedi. Hod amri nischei rochel k'nischei gedi. So it says gedi here, it means all the lambs. That goes to the cloud gedi. The yasir, the pasuk says like this, Kocha yaseh l'shorhechod. This pasuk says Kocha yaseh l'shorhechod or la'yehu echod or l'seh b'kvosim my beaten. That's what the pasuk says. This is the way you do for a shor, for an ayel, for a ram, for a seh k'vosim my beaten. Whether it's lamb or whether it's goats. Now l'shorhechod for one shor lomanema. What does the pasuk have to say l'shorhechod? Mashu all shor, all type of oxes, any big animals have the exact same type of halachas. Maga to tell us. There's no difference if you're bringing an eagle, a small calf, whether you're bringing a big ox or a big cow for the korban, then the sochem is the same thing. Of course, really, shayiv din really in svar, I would say not like that. Bein hatzoyin toyin the sochem, bein haboker toyin the sochem. The same way sheep needs the sochem, you have to bring flour and oil. The same way by a boker, by cattle, you have to bring the sochem. In matzano shechilut bein nisse keves, the nisse ayil, I see there's a difference between a keves and an ayil. There is a difference between a, since a male, there's a chilek between a ram and a kevis. Between a lamb and a ram, there is a difference. Is, ben nichse kevis nichse ayil. Of a zoi, I would think the same thing is a difference between a bokar by animals also. But that there is a difference between nichse kevis as a ben shana, the nichse ayil, ben shana sayim, that's the difference we have. It's between that's a lamb. A male lamb, 1 year old, is called a kevis. When he's 2 years old already, he's called an ayil. That's the rachlukim. That's the difference in the nesachim. So I would think, who would then buy a bokar between a cow and a calf should be the same thing also. Lakach, nechlek, benichse egel, nechse shor. I would think there should be the same difference between a nechse